Sit your $5 ass down before I make change.
Welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program.
I am Mike. I am joined by my co-host, Drunkard STL on the Twitter.
Hello.
And via Skype, Mr. Travis Hulse.
Hello, thank you for having me. It's an honor.
Look at me, on time.
Drunk is on time. Funny thing, Drunk, I checked in with Drunk to make sure that he was coming because Napier isn't here today. Napier has a sinus headache.
Sure.
He said, I have a feeling.
Sounds like a vagina bleed to me.
They make Excedrin for that, too.
I have a feeling. He said that he was going to lay down in a dark room because of his sinus headache. I have a feeling, and I could be wrong here.
Yeah.
I have a pretty good feeling Napier is going to have lots of sinus headaches.
Yeah.
Like, in the future, soon.
I feel like that's a thing, too.
I think Napier's sinus headache problem is going to get worse before it gets better.
And what's the date on that, officially?
End of July.
Oh, so real close.
On a Monday in a dog park.
you're going to be stepping around dog shit.
Yeah, that night... There's going to be some sinus headaches, and then the sinus headaches are just going to keep coming forever.
So this is the first of many sinus
At sinus this headaches. Point, Napier doesn't even take his own phone calls. Like, you have to go through a phone screener to get to Napier. If you want to call Napier, you have to check with somebody else first to make sure... It's okay to talk to Napier.
Okay.
So moving up, he's got people now, though. You know what I mean?
He has people.
They, like, handle his business.
Yeah, he has people that handle his business.
So does that mean he's going to start big-timing us?
Oh, yeah. It's already started.
It's happening right now. Can I tell you real quick, though, I was really happy that Drunk showed up, because before we started recording, your bell rang and there was a knock at your door, and all it did was bring to mind, like, a couple of weeks ago, when that gal was playing video games with that web chat, like, online, and she, like, left the computer real quick, and then it turned out she was being home invaded. I just really didn't want to hear Mike's home invasion and have him tied up screaming for help on the other end.
So she was playing a game that had, like, a webcam thing, right?
Yeah, it was like a Warcraft or something like that, and it had the webcam in the bottom corner of the screen so you could see who you were playing against.
Yeah. And wasn't the person that she was playing with call the cops for her?
Yeah, because they didn't know what was happening at first. They're like, what the hell? She was totally into the game, and she bounced out after she heard, like, her roommate, like, you could hear her roommate, like, screaming at somebody, and you heard a bunch of banging, so she got up. Well, after she left... the room where the computer was, it's just like a blank, you know, there's nobody in there, nothing's happening. And then all of a sudden across the screen walks a guy with like a handgun.
Yeah, and you could see his face too. I saw the video. It was awesome.
Yep, his face and his Glock by
well,
his
originally,
side.
When you watch it, the guy walked by so quick that you would have really had to been fixating on that broad to even notice that someone else was in the room.
Well, and she was... fairly attractive, though, so I could see how you would be fixated on that spot.
Wouldn't you be playing the game, not focusing on some broad?
Yeah, but in those kinds of games, you talk constantly, so once you hear that person not talking, you're probably more want to look at the screen.
Right, especially when they're, like, screaming off-screen about, like, get out of here, you son of a bitch!
Right.
To contact the show, 309-740-1430, or...
if it's working.
Oh, no, it's working.
Yeah.
Or WFO Dix on the Skype. So we have a ton of great content for you tonight.
Excellent.
Drunk is going to provide most of it, I hear.
Yeah?
You sound surprised. the one thing about it, and it's fucked up because I'm going to tell this story, and I was going to pull the clip and play it, and I forgot to.
Perfect.
Sorry.
But, where's the producer when you need him?
Yeah, I know.
Producer can't even hear the media.
Maybe Travis can pull it up on our SoundCloud page real quick. It's on there. But,
yeah.
I think it's just soundcloud.com/WFODix. But anyway, Thursday I'm talking to Matt from the Lotus Cast.
Okay.
And he throws out there, hey, man, I've been trolling this guy all day, and it's really funny what I'm doing. He got... in some Facebook group,
okay,
for like creative people that make, you know, movies and
creative people. I should not go on this Facebook page.
You know, directors, actors, and stuff where they can connect with each other in like the Massachusetts area to make indie movies or whatever. And he got on this group just so, like, you know, he can kind of, you know, be a fly on the wall and maybe snag a guest or something.
Absolutely.
He's just paying attention, keeping his ear to the wall, you know, hearing what he can hear. Then this guy posts this thing, and he's like, oh, my God, I got to fuck with this guy. So what the guy did, he made a movie with Eric Roberts. He got Eric Roberts to be in his movie.
Most famous for being Julia Roberts' brother, right?
Well, I mean, in his own right, he's been in some stuff.
Oh, he's been in some stuff.
Right? He was in... Wasn't he the bad guy in Expendables 1? I think. Anyway, so he got Eric Roberts to be in his movie. And then when Eric Roberts was contractually not obligated to... help him anymore,
mm-hmm.
He's standing there with his dick in his hand. And so he had a couple of lines in this Eric Roberts movie that had like real illegible, awful audio. And he went to this group to try to find someone who does a good Eric Roberts impression.
Yeah.
To overdub some audio for this guy's movie.
Do you think I could do a good Eric Roberts?
So, well, that's kind of where it's going. Because I'm talking to this guy, I'm talking to Matt, and he's going on and on with this guy about, you know, their world-class studio, and he has a voice actor who's just great, and they have a snack fridge.
Ooh.
He's doing
where's our snack fridge?
I know, that's what I was... That, you know, I mean, he said it as a joke, like he was really harping on the snack fridge.
You could put a vending machine
in there.
But,
like, I got really jealous of this imaginary... oh, that's right, Eric Roberts was in The Dark Knight. He was one of the mob boss guys, wasn't
he? Hey, look at him.
Way to go, Anchor. Pull up IMDb. Let's get some more Eric Roberts movies.
I keep thinking that he was the bad guy in Pulp Fiction and The Mask, but it's that other guy that looks very similar.
Yes.
You know, Eric Roberts looks a little bit like old-time Tom Berenger. Like Tom Berenger before he got super fat.
Like super skinny Tom Berenger.
Yeah, like, you know, 1988 Tom Berenger. But anyway.
I don't know. To me, he looks like an older Jim Caviezel, but...
I don't even know who Jim Caviezel is.
Jesus, the Passion Jesus. Of Christ.
I'm sorry. So anyway, what I sent to Matt... as a potential thing he could use to send to this guy as like a reel for his voice actor,
uh-huh.
is your
Wolverine
supercut of the Wolverine voice.
Yeah,
and he used it. He used it. He sent a couple of you know, Dave Harvey, one of the guys on their show. There's like nine guys on that show. I know
on the
Matt.
Lotus Cast.
Yeah, I know Matt, and I know Dave Harvey, and then there's like a ton of other people. One of them sounds just like Ray Romano. But I know Dave Harvey because he's famous for Harvey's headlines, and I know Matt because I talked to him.
Yeah.
But
there's no girls on that show, I think.
No, there's no girls. Right? There was a picture of them with girls, but I don't think those girls are on.
Could you imagine if we had 9 people on this podcast?
Yeah, I think we already have 1 too many.
Yeah, I know.
Thanks.
So, yeah, and so I can rehash their material because I somewhat participated in it.
Nice.
In that I sent him a clip that he used.
From our show.
And so now I can just tell the whole story again. I mean, you can hear it in much greater detail on their show, but I wanted to tell the story too just because I didn't really plan a whole lot this week.
And their show is when?
Thursdays at 8.
On?
RadioFooBar. .com.
Boom.
I did look at that thread. Like, you had mentioned that to me, and I went through Matt Chuck, and then I went to like see all of the pages that he like subscribes to, and then I went to something that seemed like it might possibly be that page, and it was funny the amount of people who actually commented on that that thread of some guy asking how many people know who can do an Eric Roberts impression, and there was like a handful of them that were like, well, I've never done it, but I'll practice tonight and I'll send you a clip.
Travis, well, yeah, I don't know if that guy ever responded after he sent Drunk doing the Wolverine voice. I imagine probably not. But I don't think that he has like a super distinct voice that, you know, somebody would hear a line of dialogue and say, "Oh, that's not Eric Roberts."
No, if he's not on screen and you're just like cutting away and you're just expecting to hear the other guy be Eric Roberts, you're going to hear Eric Roberts when you're watching that movie. You could just be kind of similar to his voice and nobody's going to bat an eye. Because if you look, I mean, it can't be any worse than like watching TBS and seeing a movie like Superbad on there and having every other line be overdubbed by somebody who isn't Jonah Hill or Michael Cera, you know?
Right.
Travis, you weren't around when I did my Wolverine voice, were you?
I listen. Yeah, I was listening.
You know,
yeah.
Travis hasn't participated in any of our Napier Sexy Story Times. The next one with Travis is going to be really exciting.
Oh, yeah.
I'm super excited for it.
Well, it wasn't that long ago that we did that, though. So we got to wait a while. We can't just do it all the time.
Can we trim it to, like, 8 or 9 pages this time instead of the typical 20?
And then halfway through,
you're fucking throwing away pages.
Wasn't Megatron on the last one?
Yeah, Megatron was on the last one. So.
Oh, I must have missed that one.
Oh, were you? Yeah, you called in sick. And then I had to do a voice I would rather you have done.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So, I guess we're still on movie talk. Did you see the Max Landis Ghostbusters pitch?
I saw it, and it was fantastic.
Max Landis, you know who Max Landis is?
Absolutely not.
He made Chronicle. He has, like, 8 movies coming out. In 2015, okay. I guess Chronicle was a big deal because now every movie that's coming out in 2015, he has his finger in somehow.
Nice.
But his dad is, you know,
and he's what?
John Landis,
director,
Animal House and Blues Brothers.
You say he's a director or
Gremlins.
A producer or?
I think he's all those.
Yeah.
Writer, whatever. But anyway, he's kind of got a reputation of being kind of a douchebag.
Uh-huh.
And he has a YouTube video that came out a while back that was just great, talking about the death of Superman, which I think that, you know, guys like me and Travis would probably think was great, and you probably wouldn't care.
I don't know. I think it's pretty funny, like, just on the surface, because I think everybody is aware of, like, the death of Superman, because they plastered it. It was, like, the first time, like, comic books were, like, plastered on, like, the evening news, like, even local news.
Yeah, because, it's the, like, only time a comic book has ever been, like, in the magazine rack at, like, the checkout counters at grocery stores.
Which comic book is
this? The Death of Superman, when Superman died.
Okay.
You remember that?
No.
You don't remember when Superman died?
I'm not a comic book guy.
Oh, come on.
How old's Drunk?
30.
It might have been a couple of years before you would have been paying attention.
Oh, bullshit. I was well aware of that. My father went and bought The Death of Superman at the grocery store.
Of course he did, because it was like, I mean,
it was going to be a collector's item, remember?
Yeah, well, they had it black bagged with that blood, like, dripping from his, like, symbol and shit. Like, The Death of Superman was, like, plastic. And that was before, like, the internet was really a thing. So to see something like that on national news or just, like, local news was insane. It was everywhere. So people were buying copies up left and right. So
there's going to be a movie about the death of Superman?
I think there's several documentaries that I've heard rumbling about, just about the death of the return of Superman. I don't remember who it was. I think it was the Aqua Teen Hunger Force guys that were going to make a documentary about Tim Burton Batman movie. Tim Burton Superman movie.
Yeah,
the Nicolas Cage starring that they have. If you search on the internet, you can find plenty of pictures of Nicolas Cage in a terrible-looking Superman suit.
That would have been so great. I mean, it would have been terrible, right. But it would have been great because of how terrible it was. But yeah, Tim Burton was going to make a Superman movie with Nicolas Cage.
Yeah.
And I think Nicolas Cage's kid is named Kal-El, and he's like a big Superman guy. I think he settled for Ghost Rider. Actually, I think he settled for every movie he's ever made. I think Nicolas Cage turns down nothing. But somehow, they got him to, agree to be Superman. I guess nobody would really turn down Superman.
Right.
I mean, Drunk, I think you'd be a good Superman.
I'd be a fantastic Superman.
I don't know about your Clark Kent, though. I think you'd be an okay Superman. Clark Kent might be iffy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You don't think I could pull off the glasses look?
Maybe that's what it is. I don't think you could pull off glasses. But anyway, so this Max Landis, he tweets out this big, long thing about his pitch for Ghostbusters. And he wasn't offered Ghostbusters. He has nothing to do with Ghostbusters. But he had a great pitch for what his idea for Ghostbusters would be. And basically, it was like very meta because it was kind of like telling the story of the production of Ghostbusters through a movie about the Ghostbusters.
Okay.
Because, I mean, like, what do you know about why the new the Ghostbusters 3 hasn't happened?
I do not.
Bill Murray.
Bill Murray doesn't really want to do it. I mean, of course, now Egon's dead.
Script is garbage.
The script is garbage.
The only one pushing for it is Dan Aykroyd.
The only one pushing for it is Dan Aykroyd. They want to do like a pass the torch thing and have like a new group of Ghostbusters. But who do you get? So,
well, at one point it was rumored that Jonah Hill and was it Emma Stone were going to be like the next
Emma. They're going to have a girl Ghostbuster.
Yeah, I know there was a girl for sure. Jonah Hill was the guy. And then there for surely was a girl. And I can't remember. I think it was Emma Stone.
But yeah, so the pitch for this movie was going to be like Egon's dead, Venkman lives on an island, and Ray's left in charge, but he's a terrible businessman, so it's kind of going to shit. And they franchise it out all over the country, and there's groups everywhere of Ghostbusters, okay. But like there's hardly any ghosts, so the company's kind of going to shit. Everybody's kind of forgot, about what happened in New York. And there's like a Key and Peele group and like a Parks and Recreation group and like a Seth Rogen and
okay.
Them people group.
That whole group over there.
Those people. And it focuses on one group, but there's a whole bunch of other groups. And like one of them goes kind of, rogue and tries to drum up business. And they accidentally release, I can't think of, what's the ghost name?
Slimer?
No, the bad one in the first one.
The Stay Puft Marshmallow Man?
Gozer?
Gozer, yeah. They accidentally release Gozer when they probably wanted to release something a little bit easier.
Right.
And so then everybody kind of has to like come back and defeat Gozer. And
what is Winston
pitch.
Doing?
I thought it was a great idea.
What's Winston doing? You didn't mention Winston.
They didn't mention Winston in the pitch. I think Winston's pretty much expendable.
That asshole.
He's probably sitting on his front porch during a 40.
And I guess you gotta wonder, do you get Ernie Hudson back or do you call Arsenio Hall?
Kevin Hart, just do it.
Yeah, I guess you'd have to have black... one black Ghostbuster in each of the groups.
Right.
Could you imagine how terrible that would be if you like you were doing the next generation of Ghostbusters and Kevin Hart was the token black guy? How terrible that fucking movie would be.
Are you not a fan of Kevin Hart?
No, hey guys, this is Ghost. Oh shit, shit, this ghost. You know, it'd be like completely overacting.
That's a solid Kevin Hart impression, actually.
Yeah.
You'll have to have a minimum of 3 height jokes.
Yeah. I might be short, but I can still get this ghost. Lift me up on your shoulders.
So who would you prefer the token black guy be?
I don't. Just bring back Ernie Hudson. Jesus Christ.
What about Aziz Ansari? He's sort of black, right?
Right, kind of.
He is the same as Kevin Hart, though, right? Isn't he? Doesn't he, like, have the same shtick? Like, it's that, like, super excitable, like, dude who's, like,
hey
above
guys,
it all.
I'm going to kill some ghosts!
That was really fucking good right at the beginning. Like, that, I thought you were playing a clip. Seriously.
Oh, shit. That's what, I'm a master impressionist.
Hey, sweet!
How about that iced tea?
Get iced tea to be in Ghostbusters?
Yeah. He's hard. He's a gangster.
You'd have to cast, if you're gonna do a Max Landis Ghostbuster script, you'd have to cast the dude from Chronicle. Who is that?
I
Michael
love
B.
The
Jordan.
Idea of iced tea in Ghostbusters.
He's already a cop. I mean, shit. Might as well be a Ghostbuster.
Oh. Travis, can you do an iced tea impression? It has to have a lot of lisp in it.
Not a fucking chance, man. Not a chance. I've never worked on that. I always wanted to because one of my favorite bits from John Mulaney is about Law & Order SVU, about how Ice-T is always completely clueless and, like, shocked that these people are raping and shit. You've heard that bit, right?
Yeah.
I love
that
it, so
and that's what he does at work every day.
Right.
But every
you
day
believe
Craig Robinson, Ben in the chat says Craig Robinson. Yeah, that'd be kind of funny. He's a little overweight to be chasing around ghosts, though.
Well, that would be the joke the whole
yeah,
time.
Yeah, he would
is
be
that
bitching
he,
about
like, 30
it.
Steps, yeah, 30 steps behind, like, guys, slow down.
I can't chase these ghosts, guys. I'm really fat.
Guys, I'll catch up.
The ghosts need to come to me.
We could write this fucking script.
We should. Let's
start. Well, we've kind of established that every black person we could get to be the new Ernie Hudson would probably be terrible.
I mean,
we just
agree.
Ruled out who? Ice-T.
Kevin Hart.
Aziz Ansari.
Hey, you wanna make real box office money?
Yeah.
Tyler Perry's Ghostbusters.
Tyler Perry's Ghostbusters. Madea
goes
and busts some ghosts.
The last 3 Tyler Perry movies have not done so well. Just throwing that out there.
You think he's on the decline?
I do.
You think? Well, he was doing like stage shows, wasn't he?
Right.
And all of the movies that he was making were based off of his stage shows.
He does a bunch of plays like every year and was like, and doing those sitcoms. What does he got? Like 3
now,
sitcoms?
Okay.
There you go.
Ben just put Terry Crews in the. Terry Crews. I would watch a Terry Crews Ghostbusters movie.
That'd be really fun because he's funny and like huge and it. That just adds to the comedy because he's like so ripped.
And yeah, they put the proton pack on his back. He's not wearing a shirt though. Just
he like, can't strap. He can't strap it. That would be like the first joke is that he's so ripped, like he can't strap it together.
Yeah, so he just like carries it on like one shoulder.
Yeah. One strap. It's like the one strap backpack deal.
Right.
He's got to like.
So he'd
one
be extra cool. And like you remember. In Terminator 2, when Arnold pulled the shotgun out of the box of roses and he's just shooting the shotgun with one hand, Terry
yes.
Crews is one hand in his proton pack. It's awesome. Writes itself.
I love it. This is great.
And he has to do like the lift one boob thing.
Yeah.
You know,
while he's blasting a ghost into the containment unit.
Right. You know, he's got to do a lot of that too. Like whenever he does the proton pack, he yells and flexes, and I mean they just got to like butter him up, man.
Well, his inaugural scene is like everybody's having a really hard time, like Jonah Hill's scrambling and Emma Stone, like they can't get this ghost. They're like running around. The ghost is causing all this chaos, and then all of a sudden, just like one of those beams comes out of nowhere and it starts pulling the ghost down towards the containment unit, and here comes Terry Crews. With a cigar lit, like just dangling out of his mouth, and he's got it half strapped, and he's got that in one hand and he's just pulling it down, and he's also hitting on the ladies that are like in the corner cowering in fear.
Terry Crews is going to be the new host of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I thought that was Zed the Entertainer.
No, Terry Crews. Cedric the Entertainer also would be a bad Ghostbuster.
Yeah.
Bernie Mac would have been a great Ghostbuster.
Yeah.
I'd watch Bernie Mac.
So who are we going to cast for Egon?
Egon's dead.
Yeah, he's dead. There's no... He got killed by a ghost or some shit.
Yeah. Ghost ate him.
So this is,
I'd watch Bernie Mac do like anything, by the way.
Egon was my favorite because in the first movie he ate Cheez-Its, and I also eat Cheez-Its.
I love Cheez-Its. Yeah. So, speaking of movies, how did my movie do last week?
Oh, shit!
I didn't look.
Yeah. You never updated the Hollywood Fantasy League?
Oh, I did from last week, but I haven't done this week's yet. Oops.
I'm sure it couldn't have been very
good. I guess I'll announce that after the break. Gotta get me a calculator.
So what finished this week?
Oh, The Fault in Our Stars. Oh, no, that finished last week. Fuck, what was this week? Oh, it was 22 Jump Street and How to Train Your Dragon 2.
Yeah, and Think Like a Man 2 started.
That started this past weekend.
Right.
So you got all this week until next week.
Yeah, I know, but it's already poopy.
Is it not doing good?
I don't think so.
No, that's a bummer. I feel bad for you,
Doug. They didn't go see the movie.
They didn't go see it?
They didn't.
But Kevin Hart's in it. He's so big right now.
Yeah,
it has to do with the Tyler Perry downfall. They're just not that interested in that kind of shit anymore.
But that's not a Tyler Perry movie, is it?
It might as well be.
Think Like a Man 2 is rocking a 37% Metacritic right now. That is not good.
That is not good.
Well, maybe if it made $100 million at the box office, that'll bring it up.
Yeah.
So you said they didn't go see it, though.
They did not go see it.
Yeah, the movie-going audience.
See, you've been burnt by that before, Drone.
I know, man.
Looks like 22 Jump Street ended with a 71% Metacritic, and How to Train Your Dragon ended with a 77% Metacritic. 71 and 77 are okay.
Did anybody have that Edge of Tomorrow movie?
Mandy did.
Oh,
did
boy.
Not do great. I had a great idea.
The 71 on the Metacritic.
I had a great
bad.
Idea for a horror movie. Maybe we need to tell about the horror honeys. Maybe they got some clout. Maybe they can get this into production. I was cutting down trees in my front yard. Had some trees in my front yard. Wanted to cut them down, right? My friend brings over this chainsaw that you can attach to a pole. Like a pole chainsaw?
Yeah.
It's like, how have they not made a horror movie?
For a tree?
Yeah.
Yeah, you've never seen those before?
Nah, never seen them before. How have they not made a horror movie yet where the murderer's weapon of choice is a chainsaw on a pole? There's nothing in the world more terrifying than a guy running around with a pole chainsaw. He can get you from afar.
It's not a very practical weapon, though.
You couldn't fit all of that on screen all the time.
Like, he could just be hiding anywhere and just, like, thrust the pole out and chainsaw you.
Yeah, but
so your movie would be a bunch of shots of a chainsaw coming out of nowhere and cutting somebody up, but you'd never see the killer.
It's a very impractical weapon. That's the thing.
Yeah, it's not easy to tote those around.
Yeah, it's like a 10-foot pole, and it's very back heavy.
I think
this is the first one of your ideas that I can't get behind.
Dude, join the train, dude. It's a very fun place to be.
I mean, you might have one cool scene where you could do that, where like a chick decides, like she runs up a tree, she's like, oh, this guy will never get me up here, and then he looks in the shed and finds that and then kills her out of the tree with that. But that's, I mean, you
oh,
get one
good.
Scene
that's
out of
good.
That weapon.
Like he could cut like the branch down that she's on.
Yeah, or he could just shove it in her face while she's in the tree.
Yeah, because where's she going to go? She's not that good at climbing trees. Have you tried climbing a tree recently? It got way harder.
Mike, I can't get up off of a sitting position off the ground
very
easy.
Have you tried putting on socks lately? It's not as easy as it used to be.
All right, guys. I think it's time to kind of reset, retool. Get our shit together. But before we do that, the song that I'm going to play on the break is the new track by Seether. You know the band Seether?
I've heard of them once or twice.
Have a new song out.
Yeah.
And I heard this song on the radio the other day.
And we're going to decide whether or not it's crap?
Well, no. Well, yeah. Tell me whether you like the song or not. But before we get to that, when I was listening to the song, like, the way that he was singing it reminded me... Do you remember... what's the guy? The original guy. There was a cover by a guy named Gary Jules of Mad World. You remember Mad... Oh, baby, it's Mad World. I can't remember who the original
Yeah, I like that
was by.
Song.
You know who the original was by? The Islam guy. Anyway, Gary Jules did a cover, and it was kind of like a dark cover of Mad World.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I heard this Seether song, the way he was singing it really reminded me of this cover of Mad World. And I could be crazy, but I want you guys to... I cut this up. I cut pieces of both of them together so you could kind of hear it. Tell me if I'm crazy or not.
Oh, you're crazy.
Just tell me if I'm crazy.
You're crazy.
No, after you listen to it. Don't tell me I'm crazy now. Wait till you hear it.
Okay.
Cat Stevens was Mad World. And then it was redone by Gary Jules. And so the Gary Jules version, he sang it way different. And just listen to this and tell me that I'm crazy. Okay? This
one. All around me are familiar faces.
Okay, so this is kind of this song. Okay, whatever. But like this is like a hard rock version of this. And I should put...
Keep me locked up in your broken mind. I keep searching, never been able to find a light behind your dead eyes. Not anything at all.
What did I do with my blade?
Right and early for the daily races, going nowhere, going nowhere.
Do you think I'm crazy? I'm spot on. You hear it?
Absolutely.
Or am I crazy?
Did you just play two songs?
No, I played like the little part so that you could hear it and tell me if you think I'm crazy.
Oh, now you're going to play the other song.
No, that was two different songs.
That's why I said you just played two songs. Yeah, they sounded exactly alike.
They did?
Yes,
so I'm not
they
crazy
did.
This time.
You're not crazy. It sounded like the same song to me.
Great. So I win this round. So, take that, Seether!
So was that the break? Or...
No! That wasn't the break.
We're still recording, man!
We'll be back in five!
Movies Live! Every Thursday,
9 a.m. Central,
where we bring you a mashup of creepy headlines, crippling personal stories, and guests from all walks of life.
Like us on Facebook,
and follow us on Twitter, at The Lotus Cast.
So one day, I forget how it came up, but she's like, hey, you should model some of my underwear for me. And I was like, oh, well, sure, I'll do that. So I did. Modeled some underwear, and she took a picture of it, and she gave the picture to the lead singer, and he posted it as the main profile picture on our MySpace page for the band, and we had a lot of followings, and people were really upset that my ass was on the front page. Get a girl, you're like, she's like, put on some underwear, and you're like, yeah, you just put them on, right? No?
All this and more at
RadioFlora.com
or TheLotusCast.com.
So, before we get started, I was just outside enjoying a smoke.
Yeah.
And I just heard a gunshot.
Oh, yeah, that happens all the time.
And then people screaming and dogs barking.
People screaming?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't usually hear people screaming. I usually just hear the gunshots. I tell myself it's a car backfiring.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
People are like devastated because their car was backfiring. They're just screaming the top of their lungs. Not my boy, not my boy.
I went to a barbecue like a month ago with like my best friend, and his brother recently became a cop.
I thought I was your best friend, Mike. Thanks. Who the fuck is this?
Sorry. And his brother, like, is really, he's instantly become one of those, like, grizzled veteran cops that, you know, like, I've been in the shit, man, you know? You know, like a...
Oh, yes.
You know, like a stereotypical, like army vet character.
Right.
In, like, a comedy.
Flat top or shaved head?
No. He's like an undercover DEA guy or something.
Mel anyway. Gibson in Lethal Weapon 1.
Huh?
Mel Gibson in Lethal Weapon 1.
Yeah. You know, he's seen right. some shit.
Yeah,
man.
Sure.
And, like, he just kind of sat in the corner and, like, just chain-smoked cigarettes and drank. And, like, anybody that came near him, he would tell all of his, like, drug enforcement stories.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so he tells me the other day, you know, hey, man, I heard you live on you know, what street I live on, which I'm not going to just
right.
throw out. And people listening come want to
exactly
be my friend or something. And he said, did you know that I was at in your neighborhood like 3 days ago breaking up a heroin manufacturing house?
Oh, fantastic.
Like, no, I was not aware of that. And he goes, oh, man, it was like 6 a.m. I'd think that I'd have woke you up. We were pretty loud. Like, oh, great. Turns out it was like 3 doors down.
Yeah. Well, hey, I could sleep through anything, so.
Yeah.
Mike, how did you come to live in that neighborhood that sounds sketchy as fuck?
You know, it...
Lived here all our lives.
Yeah, we've kind of always lived around here, Travis. It's just kind of like where we live, you know?
Mm.
But I didn't know there was a heroin guy 3 doors down. I just thought, hey, cheap house.
Right. Think... Think more drugs, less murder. We don't get too many murders around here.
But yeah, did it sound close? Because maybe it was them.
Yeah.
Maybe they're having a disagreement.
It sounded
about
like
some
it could
heroin
have been like
something.
Down towards the river.
They're really the only neighbors I have is the heroin
yeah,
house.
Yeah, I noticed.
My whole neighborhood's vacant.
Your neighbor's house is up for auction. Maybe I should.
You want to
put a bid in?
Yeah, you know, you probably get it pretty cheap.
Probably. And then we could be neighbors. We could take out that middle part of the fence. And just
yeah,
have
just put
one
in a
big
tunnel.
Yard. Yeah,
that'd be cool.
Oh, kind of like the hotel, the double sided doors. Just knock.
You in the market? You looking at houses?
Yeah, maybe.
Hey, man, move in. Then, like, if I need you to come over and record some lines as Eric Roberts,
yeah, exactly.
You're just right next door.
Fucking A.
Travis, you wanted to tell a story.
I did want to tell a story.
How is that for a goddamn transition?
Way to go. I was going to bring it up organically, but that's fine.
Could you think of an organic way to bring it up?
Oh, I would have shoved it in there. We were talking about movies, so I would have shoved it in there.
So speaking
earlier.
Of drugs and murders.
So speaking of murders, one of my favorite things when I was growing up, probably inappropriately, my aunt, my mom's sister, decided to show me horror movies when I was like 6-7 years old. And I think the first horror movie that I remember, I think the first horror movie that I saw was The Exorcist, but it didn't really stick with me. But I think when I was like 6 or 7 years old, I had seen the very first Nightmare on Elm Street movie, which probably kind of warped me. But it also created a lifelong Nightmare on Elm Street love. I was of the age where I think the first time that they ever like plastered a movie all over every possible kind of media that you could see, and like MTV was a big proponent of this, was Nightmare on Elm Street 4. And mostly because I think Nightmare on Elm Street 3 caused such a huge like wave through like mainstream media. But like I remember watching like my mom like to hang out in taverns and like to take me with. So like the old men would always like give me quarters to go play video games and shut up. But Nightmare on Elm Street 4 like had like half hour specials like on MTV and shit. So I grew up being like a giant Freddy Krueger fan. And there's this horror convention. We had talked about Comic-Con before. There's this horror convention that usually is the very same weekend that comic book convention is in Chicago.
Like, well, at the same time, or it's just
it's the very
like
same
time.
Yeah, it's
the same thing.
No, it's the exact same weekend, and like the Comic Con is in this Donald E. Pleasance or Donald E. Stevens like convention center, and kitty corner to that is a Crown Plaza Hotel, which is also a convention center, and they have this flashback weekend horror convention, which is essentially trying to raise money to like upkeep this drive-in theater in Chicago, buy new projectors, you know, keep this concession stand up and shit like that. You've been to a drive-in theater in the last handful of years?
I don't know.
Probably about...
Do we have any?
Probably about 14, 15 years. Yeah, there's one in Belleville. Oh. One about 14, 15 years ago.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's about how long it's been for me. So they're like trying to like preserve like that feeling of drive-in movie kind of thing. So I've never seen this drive-in theater. I've never been by it. But that's what this flashback weekend, it's trying to raise money for the upkeep of it. And, it, you know, we kind of walked in last year and kind of enjoyed. George Romero was there last year, so I saw him walking through the hotel lobby because we went and had lunch at the restaurant in that hotel. We saw a bunch of people. I met Eva Lynn from the Masters of the Universe movie from 86. You know, the chick that played Eva Lynn?
I'm not familiar with her, but I do remember the...
You recall the movie, though, the live-action movie? So, but oh, yeah. Regardless,
I couldn't give you any lines from it, but I do remember.
My favorite line is when Tila says to Man-at-Arms, why do they put the meat on these sticks? And Man-at-Arms says, they're not sticks, they're bones, and then she spits all the meat out of her mouth. So anyway, this
oh,
year...
Oh, yeah, that line. I remember it.
So anyway, this year, like, the Comic-Con doesn't butt up to the horror convention, which kind of bummed me out, but I wasn't really that upset about it until I saw Robert Englund was going to be there, which is also... That really bummed me out, too, because, you know, Robert Englund is Freddy Krueger. Yeah, that's right. The guy... That's my idol when I was a kid. So I was... kind of bummed out about it, but I was like, oh, no big deal, because apparently he's there every couple of years. So I'm like, oh, if I don't see him this year, I'll see him, you know, next year or the year after. But then all of a sudden, like a week or week and a half later, after I finally got over being bummed about that, out comes this story, and it's now being covered by like every news outlet. Like Nerdist is covering it. There's like Hollywood Reporter. There's like a bunch of news outlets covering this now. But he is, for one night only, for the first time in a decade, they're going to have a real makeup effects artist, and they're going to, like, make him up. They're going to put the Freddy Krueger makeup on him, and you're going to be able to take pictures, and he's going to do a stage show afterwards and all of that.
The Freddy Krueger stage show? What's the Freddy Krueger stage
show? Well, it's like a stage show, so they, like, have this, like...
Is he going to, like, do some karaoke?
I don't know exactly what it is. Maybe he plays the guitar. I don't fucking know. But it's like an after show. I think it's just like a haha. Did you ever see Wes Craven's New Nightmare when he was like doing the talk show thing and he was just being Freddy Krueger in a place that Freddy Krueger didn't belong? I'm sure it's probably something like that. You know,
honky
just came
tonk. Out. Ha ha ha. Ba donk.
That's fantastic. But so. So I was, like, super bummed. Like, that morning, I'm, like, my heart fucking, like, crashed. I was like, oh, fuck, I'm out of town, like, with the family. We have, like, this Yogi Bear campground cabin booked.
Yeah, so you're going to be a dad and do something with your kids.
Yeah, which is fine, but we do that same exact thing every single year.
Right, so it's a tradition. You
know? It's a tradition, exactly. So I'm, like, thinking, I'm like, well, okay, you know, I can't make it. But it really bummed me out because... It's the first time he's put the makeup on in a decade, and I doubt they're going to make any more films with him as Freddy Krueger. And
they
here's
got,
this
the guy who was Rorschach.
Yeah, Jackie Earle Haley, which they'll never make another movie again because that movie bombed and was like rebelled against super hardcore. Which I didn't think that movie was too bad. Did you see that one?
No, I didn't see it.
It's not bad. It's a little darker, you know, like the first couple of actual Nightmare on Elm Street movies, just a little bit darker.
I don't remember ever like sitting and watching an entire Nightmare on Elm Street movie, to be honest with you.
See, my wife is like that too, so she couldn't like get why I was like, I seriously was almost in tears when I saw that he was going to be in the makeup and like offering to take pictures with people. Like I texted her.
Do you have
her,
to pay like $50 per picture or something?
Oh, I'll get to that. It's much more expensive.
How much is it? How much is it to get your picture taken with Freddy?
He's trying to tell a story here. You keep interrupting him.
That's all right.
Travis, I can Photoshop you into standing next to Freddy Krueger for
But you can't introduce me to him. You can't like put me in the same like foot space as Freddy Krueger. Robert England as Freddy Krueger, like the Freddy Krueger. Let me set you like kind of a stage here. Is I wrote Robert England fan mail when I was like 10, 11 years old and said, I love what you do with Freddy Krueger. Blah, blah. And I got back a picture of Freddy Krueger with sunglasses on and a Xerox signature on it. I still have it to this day. Like it's a Xerox signature on this like headshot of Freddy Krueger.
Did he write you a note or anything, or did you just
nope,
get back the thing?
It was just that. It was the picture with like a Xeroxed copy of his signature on it. So they must have, because you, back in the day, like before the internet existed, the only way to get in touch with like your idols was to like send letters to their handlers, essentially. So you could send like to their agents and shit or management company, you could send letters to these that you could find them. You could find these in like the back of like horror magazines or on the back of, you know, whatever. But you could get these addresses and you could send them a letter and then you would get these Xerox copies of these headshots. I even have one of the cast and crew of Married with Children. It's like a bunch. It's like a photo collage of the show, and then on the back side of it is Xerox copies of all of their signatures.
And what do you do with that?
I guess you keep it in the envelope they sent it and put it away in a box because you don't know any better and you're 10 years old and you think how great it would be.
I heard that you could do that one time with hockey players, and I think I sent like 50 letters. I went and I bought a whole book of stamps, and I sent the same letter to like 50 different people, and I think I got two back.
That's not bad, though.
I got Olaf Kolzig.
Nice.
And who was the other one?
Wayne Gretzky.
No, I don't remember. But yeah, I got
you know who's a real
Xeroxed. They weren't like real signatures or anything.
Right, they're all Xerox. You know who was a real cunt is Stephen King, because I was reading Stephen King at that age, and I sent him like four of those letters, and he never, his management company nor him ever responded to any of those.
Man, I guess
he's busy putting out three books a year.
Yeah, and producing movies and doing whatever the else he fucking does.
I guess I was a lazy little kid because I never did anything like that.
You didn't have that like idol worship?
I mean, if I wanted Brett Hull's autograph, I'd just go to the hockey practice and go get the motherfucker.
Did you do that?
Multiple times.
You met Brett Hull a couple times?
Oh, yeah.
So some of us live in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Which is
you could have easily gone to, like, Green Bay training camp and got Brett Favre's autograph, dude.
At 10 years old, I can't make it 2 hours to Green Bay.
No, but your moms or pops could have.
They didn't care about me.
Auntie, uncle, cousin, nothing.
When I was writing these letters to these movie stars, I was at my grandparents' house watching, like, Rhonda Up All Night on USA because nobody gave a shit.
I'm way too socially awkward to ever actually talk to anybody. So
yeah,
if I want somebody's autograph or something, I'll just buy it off of eBay.
I'm sure
you just not say anything and just, like, stick a piece of paper in their face.
Yeah, no, I would never bother anybody.
I'm sure if I looked hard enough, I could find, like, the entirety of the 92-93 St. Louis Blues and all their signatures.
From your various practice meetings?
Yep.
Aren't you the social butterfly?
See, that's what I'm saying. Why write a letter when you can just go do it yourself?
Yeah, I bought George Carlin's autograph off eBay. I guarantee that's fake. But I have a picture that somebody printed out of George Carlin that has an autograph of somebody on it. So, yeah, that's out there.
It's kind of funny. We're just walking all over the story. It's like a Napier story.
I have T.J. Miller's last DVD that he put out, and he was so drunk that he couldn't figure out how to take the, like, sleeve out of the DVD to sign it, so he just signed it on the plastic of the DVD.
See, Travis goes up and talks to people.
Well, he was also so drunk at that point, too, that I was literally able to sit around and have like a 15-minute conversation with him while people waited in line to get his autograph.
Yeah, I would never bug anybody and go talk to them. I've seen Candlebox in concert like 15 times.
Yeah.
And most of their shows, there isn't a whole lot of people there because nobody's really paid attention to Candlebox in
15 years.
15 years, yeah.
They're still very good.
Yeah, they're great live. Great live. I'm telling yeah. you. You,
I saw
think
them twice.
You think
good.
I'm goofing with you? You go see Candlebox live. It's a really good show. But anyway,
yeah,
there's not that many people there. So like after the show, they're just kind of hanging around. I've seen this band 15 fucking times, but I'm not going to go talk to them. I'm not going to bother them. They don't want to talk to me. They want to get on the bus and
yeah,
drink
but
beers
at,
and go to the next
point,
place.
At this point, you're old.
That's
at
completely
that point,
wrong.
I was like 10.
That's not
well, that's
right,
right,
though.
10-year-olds, yeah.
They want to have a beer with you.
They don't, though.
They do. I drank with Shinedown. They played before they got, like, super huge. They were playing, like, the fair, like, it was a county over. And it was, like, general admission was free because it was just, like, a fair. And then if you wanted reserved seats, you paid, like, $8 or some shit like that. Well, after the show, because I was there for work and I was handing out, like, samples. After the show, you could go, you know, just kind of wander around. They kept, like, the beer tents open and shit. After the show, like, it wasn't the whole band. It was the lead singer and the guitar player, but, like, hanging out in the beer tent, like, drinking beers and just bullshitting with people. So I got to have a beer with what's-his-shit from Shinedown. They want to do that. They want to hang with you.
I took a piss at a urinal next to the singer of Head PE once.
Oh, nice.
I didn't
Who's
say
that?
Anything to him. I just took my piss, and he took his
did you
piss.
Just Did you look down, and then you guys made eye contact, and then you just kind of nodded at him?
No.
Oh.
No.
Okay.
So, was Travis done with his story, or did we just keep poo-pooing?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So, anyway, yeah, no. Travis canceled his trip.
Yeah, well, so, like, my wife saw that how much it meant to me to go to this thing because I've been a lifelong, like, Nightmare on Elm Street Freddy Krueger fan, like, idolized this fucking shit forever, which seems ridiculous, but whatever, it's a part of who I am growing up.
So you're going to take your kids, right?
Well, no, what I was originally going to do was, it was, like, 4.5 hours away from where we were camping, so I was going to leave that Friday. We were going to camp Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I was going to leave that Friday morning, do the Friday thing, get my picture taken with Freddie, except the money that you pay also buys you into that stage show, and also you couldn't get Robert Englund to sign it until the next day because he was going to be doing the Freddy Krueger shit all day long. So I told the wife, I said, well, I'm going to have to stay there Friday. I'll be back to the campground, like, Sunday afternoon. Well, she was not super into that, so she decided to move the whole scheduled camping trip around so I could go to the horror convention. So I'm going to get my picture taken with Freddy Krueger, go to the stage show, and then be there the next day so I can get Robert Englund to, like, sign this picture that I get taken and also maybe take a picture of him, not Freddy.
So you get two pictures.
And hopefully.
You got to devote, like, are you going to stay in a hotel or something?
Yeah, I'm going to stay at the hotel because with the price of the photo package, you get, like, the whole 3 days of the horror convention. And there's, like, a bunch of people there. It's, like, a whole original people that were involved with, like, Phantasm, the movie, and a bunch of other, like, horror-related shit, which I'm totally into. So you get all 3 days of that. You get that 8x10 photo that's taken by a professional photographer.
Jesus.
And then a lanyard, like, with, like, the special photo op package on it.
So, wow. so you never did tell us how much this cost.
$365
for two pictures.
For one picture, the 3 day ticket.
Dude, your wife must be a saint. Cantonized well, upon death.
We keep our finances separate, so it's my money that will be spent on this, not hers.
Yeah, but even so, the whole camping trip slash.
Honey,
we're going
I need to
we're going camping the next
our
weekend.
Our family camping trip, so I can spend $400 to get my picture taken with a guy who hasn't been in a hit movie in 15 years.
Who hasn't been relevant since the 80s.
No, it'll be more like $700 because I have to pay for a hotel room for two nights.
Oh. not to mention, it's in Chicago, you said, right?
Yes, so meals are expensive also.
I was about to say, so you might want to plan on dropping another $150
on food. And everywhere you park your car, it's $20.
Right.
It's a $5 a day parking fee at the hotel, so.
So he's basically going to drop a G on a weekend in Chicago.
I'm going to drop $1,000 to get my picture taken with Freddy Krueger.
That's commitment, baby. That's commitment.
Man, I'll tell you what, like, think of something from your childhood that caused you the most joy. Like, something that, like, carried you
through.
There's
no way that Freddy Krueger is that thing.
Yeah, for me,
I bet there's 30 things that you care more about than Freddy Krueger.
Nope.
Come on.
Unless you can create Batman, like, the real Batman.
Okay, right now.
Not the writers
and artists. Michael Keaton is going to be 4 hours away in the Batman outfit. Taking pictures. That's better than Freddy Krueger.
I would pay $1,000 to see that, too.
Hugh Jackman is going to be Wolverine and take pictures with people.
No, because Hugh Jackman's always Wolverine.
What do you mean Hugh Jackman's always Wolverine?
Looks like fucking Wolverine. He's just like, Wolverine's just like a ripped dude. Unless he has his claws out.
No, he's got the yellow and black costume. But only for this one day.
I wouldn't pay $1,000 for that. I'm telling you, though, Mike, listen to me. Like, Wolverine, Hugh Jackman and Wolverine didn't exist until I was, like, what, 16, 17? Freddy Krueger, for me, was a thing since I was 6, 7 years old that I fought. I've seen every single Nightmare on Elm Street movie in the theater since Part 3. So you're talking 1986. So I was 6 years old until New Nightmare came. Oh, Freddy vs. Jason came out in 2000. Was it 2001? Around there. Every single one of those in the theater. I followed everything that I have them still. I cut out a fucking article from, like, the National Enquirer that said Freddy Krueger had my baby. I have that still. Like, this is a thing.
Freddy
Krueger
gave birth? Or Freddy Krueger was the father of someone?
I think it was that he fathered my baby or something like that. But this news article that I cut out when I was, like, 11 years old is all fucking tattered and shit. But I still own that thing. Like, he was a very important part of my life. I have Freddy Krueger, like, soundtrack shit, like, from, like, Dream Warriors. I have, you know, cutouts from magazines. Like, this fucking Freddy Krueger, it was probably an unnatural and unhealthy obsession. But this thing absolutely carried through with... I fucking almost jizzed my pants when Freddy vs. Jason came out when I was an adult.
I just can't think of anyone that I would pay $1,000 to meet. I've been obsessed with the Smashing Pumpkins since I was, you know, 12. And
I wouldn't.
I wouldn't pay $1,000 to go for the band to get back together.
I would not listen. I would not pay to $1,000 to see Robert Englund. I would pay to go see. I would go to a horror convention and then pay for his autograph for, like, you know, $30 or whatever the fuck he charges. But I wouldn't pay that for Robert Englund. But you're talking Robert Englund is going to get the fucking makeup put on that takes 3 hours to apply, and he's going to be in this thing that he hasn't been in a decade and probably never will again. That I will pay
$1,000.
Do you
think that it's going to be old, sad Freddy?
Fuck no, dude. Anytime that guy puts on that fucking Freddy Krueger makeup, he's, like, instantly, like, just into it. That guy... Think what you will about Robert Englund, but the guy's awesome.
Matt in the chat, he gets a lanyard. That's a good point. I forgot about the lanyard.
I think I just said positive things about the Lotus cast recently, too. I take all that shit back, fucker.
Man, I just can't think of anything I would
want
to do to drop a G on a weekend.
One of the Backstreet Boys was, you remember when the Ninja Turtles went on tour?
No.
Yeah, they're coming out of their shells tour.
They're coming out of their... One of the Backstreet Boys was one of the Ninja Turtles.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, I think he was Leonardo. What? I'm just making that up. I don't really know.
Oh, okay, fuck you.
No, I'm not making it up. He was one of the Backstreet, but it was the tall one with the goatee. He was one of the Ninja Turtles.
What?
Yeah. And I mean, if he dressed up as a Ninja Turtle and like went on a solo tour where he just went out as a Ninja Turtle and like sang songs, I would pay $10.
Yeah.
To meet a Ninja Turtle, that would be pretty neat.
That music was terrible.
That music was terrible. But when I was a kid, I didn't give a shit what it was. It was the Ninja Turtles singing it. I was
out
in.
Of the shells. We're coming out of the shells.
I would pay $10 to see the Backstreet Boy sing a bunch of Ninja Turtle songs.
Yeah.
Only if I could meet him afterwards. But he couldn't sign it as the Backstreet Boy. I would want his signature to say Leonardo. Yeah.
Fantastic.
And I would hang it on my wall. And I would tell people that I met a real-life Ninja Turtle.
All right.
You know, you can buy those movie-quality Ninja Turtle costumes online for probably cheaper than $10.
Really?
Well, not cheaper than $10. You can buy them though, like the
Drunk. If I got a $10 Ninja Turtle costume, would you wear it and do the show as a Ninja Turtle?
Sure.
Which one?
I guess we'd have to do that as like a video cast.
Yeah, that's easier than sticking my dick in a Hot Pocket. That's for sure.
I knew you didn't do that on purpose. Son of a bitch.
I really couldn't.
I promoted the shit out of that.
Well, I have bad news. I just checked Twitter, and apparently Beardy and the Beast is no longer going to do a show live anymore.
Like, period?
What? Yeah, that's what Twitter
Forever?
Says. Yeah, they're done as a live show. So our Monday fun day night, I guess, is...
just us?
A little less fun now.
So does that mean we can just go, like, 2.5 hours?
I was going to say, let's do a 3-hour show.
You want to just start doing a longer show?
Yeah.
I think we should just start at 8 o'clock and say, we'll end sometime.
Kind of like Riggy Smiley, till 10 o'clock, or when we release you.
We could do the first half of the show like normal, like we usually do, and then the second half, we could just like really deep dive into like our pain, you know what I mean? Like, what are our feelings, you know, where do we think we're going in life, and how we think we're going to get there. Well, want to do that?
Should we spotlight Drunk this week?
I think so. I think we should get into Drunk's state of mind. You know, where did he come from? How does he want to get to where he's going? Let's do that.
Yeah. Well, I'm convinced I'm going to win the Powerball one day.
That's your plan?
Yeah. It's my 401k.
But I mean, like, what about your childhood?
Would
you say it was good?
It was normal.
Normal, though? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
Where does your pain come from, Drunk?
My pain?
Yeah, your everyday pain. I know you feel it. Like, where does that come from?
I kind of smoked most of my pain away when I was a teenager.
Yeah, but why? Like, what are you hiding from?
What are you running away from?
What are you filling that void with cigarette smoke? I mean, like, if the cigarette smoke was
gone...
No,
not that kind of smoke.
And you were forced to, like, face your demons?
Demons? I mean... I'm too much of a happy guy to have demons.
Drunk. What masks do your demons wear?
Why are you so happy, and what are you hiding with your happiness?
What are you guys trying to get
at something, here? There's something in there.
Yeah?
That needs to come out.
I guess. I'm a sad, insecure little man. Is that what you want to hear?
I feel like he's just kind of blowing us off.
No, I think he is.
Drunk, we care.
I think
we're
getting.
We're
I think
interested.
We need to chop away. You know what I mean? I think eventually the tree's going to fall, and he's really going to tell us what. Why is he insecure? You know what
we
I mean?
Need to peel away the layers.
I'll tell you what you need to do is you need to get me really liquored up, and then I'll probably start crying all over the place.
So, Mike, when we decide to start doing 3-hour episodes, you need to start feeding Drunk a bunch of booze. So by
like that
the time,
time
we...
I tried to get him to drink an entire 2-liter of grape soda.
I almost did
no,
that.
Not
I was
that.
Very close.
I know. But like most things, you just came up a little short.
I was starting to feel a little weird after that. I didn't want to die.
How did it compare to the Beezin?
Yeah, the 2 liter of grape soda was more effective than the Beezin, for sure.
I tried to put Carmex on my eyelids, and that didn't do anything.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think the Beezin did anything, too. But I don't know, maybe if I was high.
Maybe if I was already high on drugs, this other thing would have done something.
Certainly would have done more than the grape soda. Drunk.
Yes, sir.
Come on, man. What? Tell us a story.
I don't know what you want out of me.
Tell
bro.
Us a story about like when you were a kid. Were you picked
How
on?
Was your How was your grandpa?
Were
what
you
did your
bullied?
Grandpa was he nice?
Both my grandpas are fine, thank you.
What do you mean by fine?
I mean, one's in the grave, so he's
not so
was
fine.
Was he a good man?
He was excellent.
Did he give you any advice that you use to this day about being a man?
Eat, drink, and be happy, because tomorrow you may die.
Did your parents ever tell you anything that was kind of sketchy about your grandpa's?
No.
Was he in the war?
The one grandpa that's still alive was in Korea.
But not during a war, he just went there on vacation?
No, the Korean War.
Korea's beautiful this time of year. Check it out.
Fucking clown.
So, were you bullied, like, in school? Did you ever have a bully?
Kind of, I guess, a little bit.
Did they
when I moved to Florissant.
What group were you a part of? Were you like with the fake wannabe, you know, the rapper crowd? Were you a jock?
I mean, I played sports.
All of them?
You played all of the sports?
No, I wrestled and played football.
Were you picked last?
Did the baseball players beat you up?
Sometimes.
You were? There was a time that you were picked last?
Occasionally, yeah.
Oh, man. I was never picked last. I was good at sports.
Yeah, how did you handle that, being picked last?
Did it feel bad?
Didn't really care.
Did you start smoking?
No.
Were you that guy?
Because, I mean, that was like when I transitioned schools and people didn't really know.
Were you that guy who, quote, unquote, sometimes forgot his gym clothes?
Never. That was my favorite class.
So when you switched schools, like, how did that affect you? You had to leave all of your friends behind.
I mean, I was in
was
third
it rough?
Grade, so.
Did you have, like, really sad goodbyes with some of your friends?
No.
Did you take their copy of Excitebike and give them Bases Loaded 2 and then leave and not tell them you were leaving?
No, but I did steal somebody's NHL 1993.
Oh.
The one where you could fight in.
Oh, NHL 93, that's a good score.
Was that for Genesis?
Sega Genesis, wow. Absolutely. We used to
have did you also have Streets of Rage Part 2?
Did I have? Yes, I did have.
I'll tell you what.
Rage.
NHL 93 for Sega Genesis. If you had the Blackhawks, you win because
no.
You couldn't score on Ed Belfour.
Montreal,
in NHL
93. Bro. Every time, Montreal.
They made Ed Belfour like impossible to score off of.
Yeah.
And come on, you could score off Ed Belfour
unless you knew the move.
That's true.
If you knew the move, you could score every time.
Right. So, I mean, you go to a new school. You're the new guy.
Yeah.
You go in for the...
Why are we talking about this?
I was never the new guy. I went to the same school my whole life. I grew up with the same group of people. So, I mean, this is a new experience for me. You grew up... You were the new guy. You go in your first day of school. Was it in the middle of a school year, or was it...
No.
So you just started in the third grade at a new school.
Fourth grade, yeah.
Fourth grade.
Yep.
And you didn't know anybody? Was it hard?
I mean, I knew a couple kids because I moved in June, so I met a couple of the neighbor kids.
Yeah.
Before I.
And they accepted you into their group?
Yeah.
And what did you guys do?
You're lucky.
We played hockey and football and soccer and baseball.
Did you guys ever, like.
Rode bikes?
Tickle each other?
No.
Did any of them have, like, a weird older brother that. Like, everybody was kind of afraid of, but...
Let me think. No, we were all the oldest.
did one of the moms ever walk out of the bathroom and when you were sleeping over at your friend's house and say, oops, I'm very sorry, little drunkie. Please don't tell anybody that you saw me like this and then proceed to you know, lure you out of that room into a different room?
Negative.
Did any of the neighborhood kids have kind of a hot MILF mom? And then, like, everybody kind of teased him about it, and he was kind of like, fuck you guys, that's my mom.
No, I kind of got that with my aunt, though.
Your aunt is pretty hot?
Your aunt thought somebody was hot?
She's only, like, 5 years older than me, so...
You want to send me pics of her later?
Sure. Why not? Yeah. To this day, my friends still call her Hot Aunt Amy. To this day.
Hot Aunt Amy?
Yeah.
Ooh. She, like, on a...
She actually lives right down the street from you.
Oh, she does?
Yeah.
Mike, you haven't ever seen Hot Aunt Amy?
Right across from...
I live in a cul-de-sac.
Right across from McDonald's.
Oh, okay.
Mike, you live by a McDonald's?
Everybody lives by a McDonald's except Dan Fernicase.
Do they not have?
He has to drive really far to go to McDonald's.
Do they not have McDonald's in Wyoming or something?
Because he's a hick.
I don't live by a McDonald's.
You don't? What?
Well, I mean, 10 minutes.
So what's closer, McDonald's or Subway?
Subway.
You could probably chip a golf ball to Subway, huh?
I live, like, in the woods, kind of, but they're close enough to all of those things, you know, Subway, McDonald's.
The Sonic Blasphemy guys tweeted me a picture of their VHS copy of the Coming Out of Their Shells tour.
They did?
Yeah.
That's fucking awesome that they still have that.
I wonder if that's got to be, like, on torrents or something. You got to be able to get that somewhere.
It's on YouTube, actually. My cousins had, like, I never got that because wasn't it, like, a Pizza Hut exclusive?
I'm not really sure. I don't remember. But
I think you had to get it from Pizza Hut to get that fucking Coming Out of Our Shells tour thing because they had, like, special edition cups and all that shit.
Wow. I just remember the Land Before Time stuff. At Pizza Hut, because we all have those hand puppets. Those were awesome.
Those were great hand puppets.
Yeah, Sonic Blasphemy, that's a new podcast on FUBAR. So
nice.
Check them out.
Who's on that?
I have no idea. It's comic books and heavy metal music, I think, are the topics.
I do remember the commercial before the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 1 on the VHS was probably the greatest commercial of all time.
Which one was that for? I had Pizza Hut.
Duh.
I was trying to give a plug to the new Radio FUBAR show, and you guys just totally blew me off.
That's how Matt Leroy described it
to me. He said it's comic books and heavy metal music. So
we moved on.
In other words, Jay Adson will just like splooge in his pants when he listens.
Jay Adson's not a comic book buddy.
Is he not?
Oh,
well, never mind. I'm going to edit this out. But yeah, they're on FUBAR sometime, but check out their podcast. Yay. So, next week we're doing shout outs. We're long overdue for shout outs.
Shout outs?
Yeah. Shout outs, Drunk. It's coming.
Who are we shouting out to?
Everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody is getting a shout out.
Should we start them now?
No, next week. We don't have enough time now.
Yeah.
Shout outs.
Okay.
Well,
do you have any
shout
outs you want me to put on the list? Because me and Travis are starting the list. For the shout-out episode.
Drunk, you need to start your own list of shout-outs for podcasts.
Start a list of shout-outs, Drunk.
Well, first and foremost, everybody who is on Drunkard's Podcast Challenge.
Yeah, bring it. Bring it next week.
Bring it next week, Drunk. Shout-outs. Shout-outs are coming. Shout-outs. Everybody does shout-outs. We've never done shout-outs.
I guess I got to give a shout-out to Shannon for helping me win, even though I did not partake in my
shout
winnings.
Out to Shannon. There you go. You got the spirit. Who
you're
else?
Starting it. Yeah, it's already happening.
Well, no, we're saving it for next week.
Drunk. Yeah. Shout outs. Shout outs.
Get in the spirit.
In the spirit.
I want to shout out, I think there's a podcast that followed me called the Harrison Ford Podcast.
There's a podcast solely about Harrison Ford movies.
Yeah.
All of the movies of Harrison Ford. There's a Harrison Ford. I got followed a couple weeks ago. By the James Spader cast. I shit you not. It exists. There's a podcast only about James Spader movies. I asked them if they've done an episode yet about Wolf.
Yeah.
And they said no, but they will.
Yeah.
And I will listen to that.
Excellent.
I hope they do a breakdown of every episode of Boston Legal.
When they run out of movies, they'll have to.
I shit you not. Somebody is such a goddamn fan of James Spader.
I don't even think I know who that is.
That they just made a podcast about him.
I wanted to do...
I mean, Harrison Ford, I almost get.
I get that completely.
I almost get it. I can almost say, you know what? Harrison Ford, he has a storied career. There's plenty of Harrison Ford stuff to talk about. You go back, you watch a Harrison Ford movie, you talk about it. I get it. But James Spader...
So is this for indie podcasts only, or...
Drunk. The sky's the limit.
Oh, so hey,
I wanted to do a Brandon Lee podcast, but he only... But that wouldn't last very long.
Didn't he only do one movie, and he died?
It's like three movies, but we could like theoretically talk about all the shit that Brandon Lee could have done if he wouldn't have got shot on set of The Crow.
Brandon Lee would have been great in the Fast and the Furious movies.
I'm trying to think of what else he would have been great in.
Brandon Lee would have been great.
X-Men?
Yeah, he would have been great in X-Men.
Who would he have been in X-Men?
He could have been, I don't know, Nightcrawler? That'd be kind of cool.
I'd see a Nightcrawler.
So Brandon would he have replaced Jackie Chan in Rush Hour?
Well, no.
No.
I think the humor in Rush Hour came from Jackie Chan's poor command of the English language.
Not Chris Tucker.
And also Chris Tucker's.
Brandon. Oh, that Chris Tucker, by the way, just to bring it all back, would be terrible in a Ghostbusters movie.
What are you talking about?
Travis.
Hey, you never touch a black man's proton pack.
Oh.
Sorry. Everyone.
So I guess we're done?
I guess we're done. We got kicked off of FUBAR.
We did?
Oh, well, it's going again. 30 seconds. Nice.
So did you all miss my... Did they all miss my Chris Tucker Ghostbusters?
I think they did. You want another shake at that one?
Best line of the damn podcast.
Lost.
And FUBAR cuts out.
Everybody that's listening live, please download the podcast to hear the Chris Tucker Ghostbusters slide.
Shit.
There's only like two people here anyway, it's not a big deal.
we have people listening that aren't in chat because they're tweeting me.
Well, that's nice. They should be in chat. Come join us in chat so we can talk back to you. Right? Or not? Or yeah?
Right.
Are they saying
so
good
they
things
are
or bad
up,
things?
Or they're not coming up?
No. No. Beardy and the Beast announced their retirement.
Oh.
So, Mike, let me ask you a question. Do you still think it's stupid as shit that I meet Robert Englund as Freddy Krueger if I get him to say wheelbarrow full of dicks?
No.
Oh.
That
as Freddy Krueger or as Robert Englund?
As Freddy Krueger.
As both, motherfucker. You can do one of each.
No, that would be awesome, actually.
It would be fucking
yeah,
awesome.
So get your cell phone video or audio recorder out when you're getting your picture and just ask him to say it.
Just say, please,
you're listening
Freddy,
to Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks on RadioFubar.com.
Just say, all you have to do is say, Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks, RadioFubar.com. That's it. We'll fix the rest. It'll be fine.
Right, we'll get the Eric Roberts voice over guy to,
to hey guys,
the
real
guy who does a
real,
damn
real,
good
real
Eric
quick.
Roberts.
Real quick, I have this audio that I got on my phone from Robert Englund as Freddy Krueger, but all of it's indiscernible. So does anybody do a good Freddy Krueger voice that can record me?
All right, guys, let's call it a show.
So do we want to do like a fake handoff?
Oh, you
okay?
Wanna...
Hand off to my show.
Okay.
So, well, with
gotta,
us on the Skype,
we gotta come back. Right?
Oh yeah. So, yeah. See you in hell, faggots.
I want you to know it's over.
Well, bye.
You just got done listening to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. We broadcast Monday at 9, 8 central on RadioFooBar.com. Join us on the chat or download the TuneIn app for your smartphone. Download us on Stitcher, iTunes, Zoom, or from WFODicks.podbean.com. Follow us, WFO Dicks. Follow us, Shauza, at PJKSTL, at DrunkardSTL. We're also on the Facebook at facebook.com/WFODicks. Radio FUBAR has a plethora of fantastic shows. Check them all out and buy a t-shirt.
Out of our shells, out of our shells, we're coming out of our shells. When there's music inside of you, you know that someday it's got to come through. That's why we're here and we're telling you true. We're coming out of our shells, yeah. You hear the rhythm and you're moving your feet. Ain't nothing like a song with a beat. We're coming out up from under the street. Lord, we're ready to rock. There will be no retreat. We're coming out of our shells. Out of our shells, we're coming. Out of our shells, we're coming. Out of our shells, oh, 'cause once we got started, we knew that we scored. Learning the music and finding the chords. We just kept practicing, we stayed underground. 'Cause singing in the sewer is a wonderful sound. Wonderful sound. We're coming out of our shells. Lord, we're coming out of our shells. We're coming out of our shells. 'Cause when there's music inside of you, you know that one day it's got to come through. Why we're here and we're telling you true. We're coming out of our shells. Lord, we're coming out of our shells. Yeah, we're coming out of our shells.